We now interrupt whatever the shit I was just playing to do the Saturday report. Yeah, Saturday, print, web, or both. What should an artist do? Was the first one I went to. First panel, anyway. And it had basically a lot of the web comics that were there. Half Pixel guys, the Girl Genius people, Blue and Blonde guy, you know, Killica. Basically talking about state of printing right now, what works for them, what might work for you, how Diamond's doing, which is mostly they could do it if they want. They're the only game in town, you know. Their comments on webcomics and print and doing both. Why not do both? Otherwise, and then the Japanese street fashion show, which, wow. There's these two girls who, if you're ever in DuPont Circle, go to Ginza. Great store. Same girls who run that store always do the fashion panels at the local cons. And they had this amazing fashion show with representing different parts of basically Japanese fashion. You had Dakora. You had Gothic Lolita. Himegaoru. Yes, there's lots of difference between Gothic Lolita. And mostly on Saturday, in retrospect, mostly all I did was volunteer in different sections, which I'm going to talk about last.
Well, we did split up, you know, we did take out a huge chunk of the day for, you know, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the con.
Nope.
Heart shape, heart shape, heart shape, heart shape. But when we came back, oh my God, I was stressing out badly.
Oh yeah, it was pretty hilarious in retrospect because you were freaking and I was like, play it cool.
Yeah, you're always the play it cool guy. Well, I'm all like, ah, ah, ah. You see, when I'm nervous, I get angry and I kill everyone in my way.
She does. She killed me twice.
Pee. Yeah.
You
didn't get that reference at all.
No.
Wait, I didn't even show you Dakuro-chan.
No.
I have it on my comp.
I'm sorry. Based on what I've heard, you should remove it.
Actually, I already seen the entire thing. It's kind of...
I'm sorry.
I have commentary, but I didn't do that episode yet.
Anyway, this was the point at which Drunken Salaryman was born, because, well, I was wearing a suit because of our Valentine's Day date, so I tied the tie around my head and pretended to be a Drunken Salaryman.
And thus, a con character was born. And he was already helping me with my panel anyway, which I was stressed about. I was like, okay, you gotta do this, and you gotta work the laptop like this, and don't forget to do this, and oh my God, ah! Get out my way, weeaboo! Kick. Okay, the last part never happened, but everyone just seemed to be in my way at the exact time that I needed no one to be in my way as I ran to my panel. Now, what is this panel you're thinking? The Yaoiing Game. An entire game show on nothing but facts and well, fun about Yaoi. Oh, yeah. I can't believe you helped with that.
You know, I think Yaoi is boring. Except when it's squicky. Those are basically the two things Yaoi can do. It can be boring or squicky.
Squicky? What kind of adjective is squicky?
You know, it causes squick.
Okay, explain the concept of squick to our audience who does not know what the squick is.
They don't.
Who says squick?
Lots of people.
Nobody says squick.
Okay, squick is the opposite of kink. When you have a kink, it means you think something is much sexier than most people would think it is. A squick is something that has the completely opposite effect. It's something that's like the equivalent of, you know, splashing cold water on your genitals. It's just anti-kink. So, like, you know, just anything that really, really, really turns you off. And for me, that would be, insertion of things into
asses.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry you had to see that thing from sensitive pornographs.
I mean, I understand that that's how gay sex works. That's fine. They can do that. I just, you know, don't like it. Lots of people do sexual things that I don't like, and that's cool because they're not doing them to me. And then the rest of the time, it's just boring, you know? When they're not actually and I have to say, actually, like, the male sex scenes didn't bother me. So, I mean,
they didn't excite me,
but they didn't bother me. What really bothers me is putting things in
not
rectums.
Penises.
That's just
not human
something,
genitalia.
That's just something I don't want. It's not something that intensely grosses me out. Corn.
I did not show the corn scene, though.
I know you didn't show the corn scene, and I'm glad you did.
Because it would have been too easy for everyone to know what that was.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, the Yaoi game worked like this. I started out with 6 easy questions.
Easy? Nobody could get them.
Look, No, I'm going to tell you this. All weekend, I was underestimating the Yaoi fan base, and at the same time, overestimating them.
Okay, she was actually worried that nobody would show up. She had a line. It was standing. She had a line. There were people lined up, trailing down the hall, all the way to the next panel room, 20 minutes before the panel started. It was standing room only within, like, seconds of them opening the door. The only thing that made it, kept it from being a complete, like, stampede was that they were checking IDs at the door.
Yeah.
It was.
I don't know. When it comes to paneling, I may seem like I'm, you know, all right, but on the inside, I'm completely an unconfident mess. And I've had a panel when it was only just you and a staffer before.
Yes.
And even my highest-ranking panels was maybe only mid-ranking compared to other events.
This, though, was packed. This was a good 75 people.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, about a third of them male.
Yeah, there was a lot of males, and there was a really old male.
Yeah, I actually ended up sitting next to him, and he was awesome.
Yeah. He was a really nice guy.
And he was like 60?
I don't know, but shout out to you, 60 Yaoi boy. 60801. But, man.
And I have to say, you know, like I was saying, I don't like Yaoi. The panel, though, was awesome.
And he's
like,
not just saying that because I love him.
No, but you were very entertaining. You were funny. You kept it interesting and fun and moving. You kept it moving. It wasn't like emotionally moving.
Oh, it was emotionally moving in those scenes.
No. And, you know, you made a lot of jokes and everybody was having a good time. There was a ton of energy in the room. It was a really good panel.
And lots of candy.
There was the candy helped.
Oh man, I threw out candy to the audience members who got some of the questions as, you know, a secondary prize. So in audience participation. But I have bad aim and I kept hitting my roommate accidentally. I'm so sorry, Donna, if you listen to this. Anyway. Yeah, I started out with 6 quote-unquote easy questions. I thought they were, well, they were easy to me, which I'm guessing is hard to everyone else. I mean, the hard questions was a bit hard. If any other yaoi, well-versed yaoi fangirls, fujoshi, whatever, have good suggestions for questions, hit me up, please. Then came the videos. Basically...
And I have to admit, this part was slightly uncomfortable for me.
Basically, you know, you played the scene. They had to guess where it was. None of the five contestants got it, the audience got a chance to answer. And that was the case with all of them. Then came the...
That's not true. The audience got... I mean, the contestants got a couple of the videos.
Yeah. The contestants got a lot of the videos. More than anything else that was basically done in the panel.
Yeah.
Then came the blurry, not blurry. Basically...
Which was the hardest part, I think, for them.
Basically, I had the covers of many yaoi titles that came out in America. I blurred them in Photoshop, and they had to guess based on what it might look like, what title it was. And then, you know, I would show it to them afterwards. Not a lot of people got a lot of those. In fact, everyone kept guessing, is that Hero Heel? That has to be Hero Heel. Hero Heel? I didn't know Hero Heel was that popular. I do own it, though. Not that bad. You know, the hard questions, quote-unquote hard, which I think was, in retrospect, yeah, that was harder than the pink questions.
They were hard.
I didn't clearly. Know.
I
mean,
I don't know anything about yaoi, so all the questions were equally hard for me, but based on, like, the trouble that the contestants and the audience had with them, your questions were really, like, the easy questions were hard, and the hard questions were super hard.
Yeah, but some audience got it. Like, there was this one member and her group of friends that kept getting candy thrown to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I kept having to throw it in that direction. But, yeah, and then, lastly, it was hot or hotter, where I would show two pairings on the screen. The contestants had to guess which one, the left picture or the right picture, would be more accepted by the crowd. So basically, it was a war of the pairings, and that was really successful. I was a bit iffy on that one. Unfortunately, we were almost out of time, so I had to skip through to some of the ones I really wanted to see a reaction for.
Well, based on the couple of yaoi fangirls I know, I would have predicted that the pairings section would have been really popular because that appears to be what yaoi fangirls spend 99% of their time
not
doing.
Not 99%.
Putting together pairings.
We read and draw and look up facts and stuff, like 20% of the time. Well, anyway, yeah, it's a hero and duo forever. It's a 2009 and beyond.
The surprise winner of that one, the surprise vote from the audience, was when they supported Ash and Pikachu over
Goku and Vegeta. See, I put that one in as a joke to see either a horrible reaction or a, well, I don't know, hilarious reaction. I've got somewhat both, because I got, ooh, ha, 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 like, when I showed clips from Legend of the Blue Wolves, big fat guy, other guy, guy in the middle, oh my god. And I actually said, that's showing later, so is this one, and this one. Yeah, there was, like, surprisingly a lot of yaoi that showed on Saturday night. You got My Sexual Harassment, the classic, Legend of Blue Wolves, Fake, and people ask me about Loveless, but I never watched Loveless, and I kind of stayed away from it because of the Shota element. You know, all I know is 12-year-old cat boy, other guy, yeah. Not my favorite type of pairing. That's why I don't really go for the Kamina and Simone. Besides Ashley and Gurren Lagann, I prefer the hetero couple of Yoko and Kamina. Although, a lot of people are probably saying, but Yoko killed Kamina with her kiss! Shut up! But yeah, that was incredible. I went to sleep so proudly that night, later that night. I mean, I never felt so happy. people were like, oh my god, you're awesome. Oh my god, your panel was awesome. You were really hilarious. Now, if I can only transfer all that awesome and hilarity I supposedly have into this podcast. You know?
Yep.
But, wow. I definitely have to do this again. And I was mostly against How to Draw Yuri, which had a big significant crowd as well. In fact, our lines were probably a bit mixed up.
Yeah, they overlapped a little, because that was the next panel room.
I kind of should have went to How to Draw Yuri afterwards.
It was long enough. They got 2 hours.
Well, it's a How to Draw workshop, because, you know, those take longer. And those need more time, actually. And then, after chilling out with my rapper, gangster, superstar, Lady J, yes, my friend Jonay is like big underground rapper who was giving autographs, and it was pretty awesome. And we all went to Tone It Down 2, Tone It Down, which is basically two guys ragging on things at cons.
And I didn't go to that one. By this time, I had gone home because, you know, I was dependent on the public transit. And
yeah, Metro closes at 2. Hint about good tip about DC. They don't have 24-hour subway systems, nor buses. Things close here. Things go to sleep in this city.
It actually kind of sucks. The city goes to bed very early.
Yes, too damn early. We live in a city of briefcases, politics, and uptightness, and suits.
On weekday, there are restaurants that close at 8 on weekdays.
You're a salary man. You know what this is about. You're part of the problem, Jed. We must destroy you and all your people.
Okay.
Then we could turn this into the Otaku City. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically that panel, it was, these guys were trying to be funny in that snarky, I'm awesome way. But in a way they failed because I could think about, I thought about at least 3 things I could snark at them about. Probably would have won that argument, but I didn't. But it was pretty amusing because the audience made it more amusing, to tell the truth. And we were basically only there because the rave started late. The rave was supposed to start at 1:30. It didn't start till at least 2:30, almost 3, because the ballroom dance lesson was late. So, in turn, the Valentine's Day ball was late. So, in turn, the rave, Saturday night rave was late. And the Valentine's Day ball is a first for KatsuCon. So, a first event's, of course, going to have lots of people.
It was pretty cool to see, you know, people going around in anime versions of semi-formal wear. So, you had, like, you know, people wearing suits and, you know, spiky blue hair, and things like that.
Naruto and the orange tux.
There was a Naruto and an orange tux. There was a lot of Gothic Lolita stuff.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to complain about the ball taking up time for Saturday Night Rave, because although the Saturday Night Rave was better, it still wasn't the best KatsuCon ever had. Usually KatsuCon's raves outrank that of Otakon. This year, it just didn't. It's like, again, the whole song breakage, and seemed like some amateur was spinning it. I don't know. I think we're on Sunday now.
Sunday, I never showed up.
Sunday, he was a no-show, because he slept in. And, dude, the YMCK concert! Whoa!
YMCK. No, that they're nothing like that.
They are... They do 8-bit music, 8-bit style music. Their intro was great. They had videos playing behind them and on the screens as they did their show. Their song is stuck in my head as we speak, and it has been ever since. There are a trio of awesome bands. 2 words, Famicom Bass. Yes, thumbs up to them. Best concert I've been to. Better than Aura Vampire in a way. Although they're like 2 different styles of bands, it's hard, you can't really compare them, but I enjoyed myself at one more. Also, I basically went crazy in the dealer's room. Probably too crazy. I have a, like, at least a stack of bunch of manga, so I'm gonna have enough to review for, like, the next year. Hell, this month brought me more manga than ever. I think I'm running out of shelf space. I haven't put them all up yet, so I don't know if I'm exactly out of shelf space. Got some new figures, got a Haruhi Nendoroid, got... I should just take pictures of it. I'm gonna take pictures of it. I got a digicam now. It's time to put this shit to good use. You know what's sad though? I got this I'm doing this from a new laptop. And you know what I kinda got the new laptop for? Anime panels. Yeah. Oh, and recording podcasts on. Just all geeky hobbies. And maybe someday trying to make AMVs again. But besides the YMCK concert and shopping till I'm dropping, closing ceremonies and feedback session was good as basically the same as always. And good news, next year, it's not going to be in D.C. It's not going to be in Arlington. Well, Crystal City, I should say. It's going to be in National Harbor, Maryland. Not too far from a metro, but in the huge Gaylord Hotel. Now, the Gaylord Hotel has enough room for something on the par with SakuraCon. KatsuCon has a 3-year contract with them. This con is going to grow into something bigger than sliced bread. Oh, I can't wait till next year just because of the fact that we're going to have a big convention and the fact that we kind of pushed the limit with 6,000 people. Things were cramped. Things had to go. We couldn't have a tabletop gaming room. We couldn't have extra video rooms. I think there was even less panels this year. And of course, the Artist Alley was much smaller than you. It was much smaller. I mean, lots of people got turned away. This year? Oh my god. I mean, next year I should say. Oh my god. This is going to be incredible. I'm already thinking of what I'm going to do at that con. I'm thinking about bringing more panels to KatsuCon. You know, trying my luck. Pressing my luck, I should say. Red line for registration. Protect the world from devastation. See your face and blast off at the speed of light. Colored hair gives me a seizure. Nose gleaming, I'm a believer. Skin short like Edward Elric, you're alright. Stitches tearing on my cape. Spread news and make the cake. My muster sword's about to rim and break. I saw you at the masquerade.
Oh no, it happened again. She walked away with the furry boy. costume that you made. Girl, you look so fine, perfect, blew my mind, but there's one more day.
Saw you at the
masquerade.